It's Monday, October 15th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Keep on churning till the butter comes.
Your eyes and ears are about to be treated to a whole new array of tradition.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
That right there was Brooklyn's own Avor Simone doing A Violent Yet Flammable World from their album The Bird of Music, which came out earlier this year and is pretty solid. If you like that song, Violent Yet Flammable World, you want to check out the rest of the album because it all sounds a lot like that, which is to say, it all sounds a lot like that California band The Bird and the Bee. Remember when I played them on the Bee Show a little while back? Yeah, I think Avor Simone sounds a lot like them. And that song in particular, I think so, a lot. Anyway, if you like that song, you'll probably like the whole record, so check it out. But up next on the show, another band from New York City. This guy's name is Elvis Perkins, and Elvis Perkins has some interesting trivia. His mom was on one of the airplanes that crashed into the World Trade Center on 9/11. Amazing, tragic, horrible. And his dad was Anthony Perkins, the actor who played Norman Bates in the Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho. So, interesting background on Elvis Perkins. This album called Ash Wednesday came out recently, and has songs that were written both before and after his mom's death, and the songs are apparently in chronological order. I don't know. There's a whole mythology to it. I'm sure it's good. Frankly, I found a lot of the album kind of boring. Just not very innovative song styling, a lot of it. I don't know. I find things boring that other people love, so, you know, maybe you'll love all of it. But there are a few really great standout tracks, and I heard one of them, and I was like, I'm going to buy that record. And then I was sort of disappointed by the rest. But this song is really great. I think it's one of the stellar tracks. It's called Mayday, and it's really good. So check the song out, and if you like it, check out the rest of the record, but only expect a few more songs this good, and then the rest of it's going to be kind of boring. That's my take. Anyway, so check it out. Elvis Perkins right now with Mayday from Ash Wednesday on The Sounds of My Head. Full of silver, I'll go home.
where my children wait for me to build them flying saucers by the Black Sea. On Mayday, Mayday, they are going down. Send a fleet of black and white.
Would have to take dramatic action to reassure the Iraqis they wouldn't be abandoned.
I'm going to reassure them that America does not abandon our friends, and America will not abandon the Iraqi people.
Having said that, he proceeded to walk into the darkness. Literally, metaphorically, abandoning the Iraqi people. It was a classic President Bush move, reassuring people by informing them he was there to reassure them. He takes the subtext of a speech and he makes it the text. It's a technique he also used when explaining why he was in other countries, like Brazil.
My trip is to explain as clearly as I can that our nation is generous and compassionate.
Regardless of what your experience with us has been. You see, while some leaders are men of words, others are men of action. President Bush is a man who uses words to describe actions. You might say he's on a mission.
My mission is to not only share with you what's on my mind and why I have made some of the decisions I have made, but another mission is to convince you that serving the public, that public service is worthwhile.
When he's giving his speeches, it's like he's reading the stage directions. It's as though he's on his way to a disaster area, let's say that was hit by a tornado, and his aides tell him, Mr. President, your mission today is to lift people's spirits as best you possibly can. And hopefully touch somebody's soul.
My mission is to, today though, is to lift people's spirits as best as I possibly can. Is to hopefully touch somebody's soul.
The president then added, exit right.
Yeah.
That right there was the Aphrodisiac Sound System remixing Soul Shakedown Party, Bob Marley's classic song, in a very fantastic way. I don't know what it is about Bob Marley, but I think he lends himself very well to remixes, going all the way back to Funkstar Deluxe remixing The Sun Is Shining, one of my favorites. And I think other people agree that Bob Marley lends himself well to remixes, because there's an entire album called Roots Rock Remixed, which just came out fairly recently, which is just Bob Marley songs being remixed by different people, which is where I pulled that Aphrodisiac Sound System Soul Shakedown Party remix from, which actually is one of the better tracks, I'd say. The album, I think, is worth having just because it's pretty cool. I like hearing remixed Bob Marley tracks, but I think that song was kind of maybe the best. And it's pretty good. So if you like that one, check out the rest. All right, up next on the show, a band I like to play from Sweden. His name's Jens Lekman, and he has a brand new album which just came out called Night Falls Over Cortadella. I'm sure I said it wrong, but I don't know how to say it. Pretty sure it's a neighborhood in Sweden somewhere, perhaps in Stockholm. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to hear two tracks from this new record, which I like a whole lot, but that's not saying much, because Jens Lekman, he could just release an album of like him with like a shovel digging a hole in the backyard and then like, you know, crumpling up pieces of paper and throwing them into the hole. And I'd be like, man, that's such an innovative album. Jens Lekman, he can do no wrong. He makes such interesting stuff, because that's how much I like him. But I don't think he'll do that, because he's a little too good at writing songs the old-fashioned way. All right, so we're going to hear two tracks in a row. The first is called A Postcard to Nina, and the second is called Your Arms Around Me, which I think was maybe previously released, but it's gotten sort of a new treatment on this year record, and I like it even better now. A Postcard to Nina, first one you're going to hear, by the way, super funny. You should listen to these lyrics. It's a really funny song. It's a great story, and I love it a lot. You're going to like it, too, if you like listening to this show, because it sounds like the kind of stuff I would play. All right, here it is. Jens Lekman, A Postcard to Nina, followed by Your Arms Around Me. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
Nina, I can't be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can't be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. A steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix? Your father puts on my record. So tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say yeah, New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic card is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love. But Nina, what were you thinking of? Thank you. But Nina, I can't be your boyfriend. So you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office all the replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman.
The reason the president is there is apparently to tell you the reason he's there.
One reason I've come to address you is I want to make sure people's attention is also on Afghanistan. The reason I'm here is because I want the country to pay attention to what you're doing.
The reason I'm here is that we're heralding volunteerism in America.
You don't have to tell us the reason you're there! You're the president of the United States! Do you really think there's some dude in the back wondering, who the f*** invited this guy? You're supposed to be there! He's our first meta-president. He comes out and spends all day describing the things he should be doing.
I'm here to tell you the federal help is coming. And what I'm here to tell you, you're still gonna get your checks. And I'm here to say to the parents of Washington, D.C., we care about your children.
I'm here to say that. I'm not here to care about them. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta head back to the office and sign a bill that over all your children.
Slicing up an avocado when you came up behind me with your silent brand new sneakers. Your reflection I did not see. It was the hottest day in August. We were heading for the sea. For a second my mind started drifting. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around. Blood spraying on the kitchen. What's this I've time to fake? I see the tip of my index finger. My mind is slowly creating a lake. From your mouth speaks your lovely voice, the softest words ever spoken. What's broken can always be fixed. What's fixed will always be broken. You that passed out on the porch. Dreamt I was carried in a kangaroo's pouch. When I wake up, I'm in the waiting room on a dirty hospital couch. My hand is wrapped in toilet paper and my body's wrapped in debris. You're sitting next to me reading a paper. I put your arm around me.
Alright, finishing this episode of The Sounds in My Head, fellow Swede, Jose Gonzalez. Jose Gonzalez doing his song, How Low, from his new album called In Our Nature, which is absolutely fantastic. If you like this song called How Low, you're going to like everything on the record. It's all that very kind of Nick Drake, singer-songwriter guitar, but not boring. Yeah, that's right, I'm looking at you, Elvis Perkins. Anyway, yeah, Jose Gonzalez, super good. And if you like the song, I can guarantee you, you're going to like everything on the whole record, so you should definitely go out and pick up In Our Nature. It's a great album to listen to this time of year with the leaves a-changing, you know, beginning to feel like fall outside. It's a great fall album. That's what I'm going to say about it. So here it is, finishing up this episode of the show, How Low by Jose Gonzalez.
All the
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Crime Spree by Danny Elfman from the Dick Tracy score, Pelican Narrows by Caribou, and Dot by Gonzalez. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, leave comments. You can go to iTunes, search for The Sounds of My Head, and then leave comments for this here show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks on October 29th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.